ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the World Rugby Sevens series kicks off again at the end of this month in Hamilton, New Zealand, this time for both the men and women's tournaments. And while game days are all about the on-field performance, of course, the Manu Samoa are also hard at work off-field.
So what we're focusing on is explosive dynamic movements based around Olympic lifting. At this stage, it's not heavy because we're only 2 days out from competition.
That is the voice of Keith Roberts. He's the man responsible for getting the Samoa Sevens players into top shape. And he recently revealed his strategy with World Rugby's media team, as you can hear here.
Technique is really, really important. The most important factor, really, not how much weight you lift. Some of these rugby players...
The Manu Samoa, though, are also using technology to help improve the way that they play. Currently, the Manu Samoa are seventh on the World Rugby Sevens standings and just 4 points behind the reigning champions, Fiji. And so their chief technical analyst is Hari Narayan. He's been tasked with figuring out what Samoa is doing right or wrong and what weaknesses their opponents might have. On match days, it's all done on computers and done at lightning speed. And Richard Hewitt caught up with him.
With analysis, we always have two objectives. One is to review our performance and the other one is to preview who we're going to play. And it's growing in sevens and it's become ever more big because a lot of other teams are now got analysts on tours. And it's very expensive, but you know it's the difference between winning and losing sometimes. So in the analysis room when we sit on the HSBC series, mate, it's like the United Nations table. You've got all the analysts from different countries. It's pretty much where the secrets are held in terms of your game plan. And you pretty much review how did you go, what happened, why did you lose, why did you win. You have to answer those key questions, and as a coach you'd need that information, because when you go into the next game to preview what you're going to do, you know, you need to know how you're going to play your opposition, what are their strengths, their weaknesses. I'm going to help the coach understand that sort of stuff, and it's just bouncing ideas, because in between games on a series is at the most 3 hours gap, so you've got to do all that work in between. And then the coach has to go away and he's got a lot of pressure in his hands. He's got to do all the rugby, get his game plan ready, pick his team, and then go out and perform. So my job is to assist him with that.
How much responsibility do you feel as perhaps the person who could pick out something crucial from one game that might lead to a more positive result in another?
What I try to do is not take the pressure on myself. So we've all got processes and they're all different with all teams, but you always got the book. It's got all the secrets in there, the other teams as well. You tend to chop things down as you see them on the field or you hear them on the mic. One of the things we do have access to on the series is the referee's audio, and it's very important because you can hear what's going on the field, you can hear what other teams are calling, what your team's calling, and it give away a lot of secrets. Even at the halftime now, you see the camera and right in there and the coaches are talking about something very important. So with the pressure, you're in a room, you're relaxed, you're calm, you're not out in the field standing there where they can feel it, so you tend to think a bit straighter than everyone else on the field because you're like a bird's eye view, you know, you're seeing everything, but your heart rate is not as fast as standing down there.
And tell me about the equipment that you use. How much gear do you take with you when you're on tour with the World Series?
Mate, it's very high tech, and with high tech comes very expensive dollar signs. So we've got a total of 4 Macs, 2 iPads, and sounds flash, but that's nothing compared to what America and New Zealand and all the other teams have. They've probably got 10 iPads in one team, all the Macs, all the high definition equipment you need. It's very expensive for a smaller nation, but when you want to compete with the best, you got to have the best. So we've been very fortunate to get a lot of funding through World Rugby, us, Fiji and Tonga. So we get a lot of that stuff sponsored by them, which is important for us to grow. And we try and incorporate and use some of that equipment for local tournaments and try and practice and get my assistant analyst and all the little kids that I train up on island as well to understand. It's very important gear, and it doesn't help because Samoa's very, very hot and very humid. A lot of things break down, but you just got to look after it.
Do you find it particularly stressful job at times? I mean, you seem very cool, calm and collected, but I mean, I imagine the amount of concentration involved, particularly at a World Series event, must be intense.
I've been doing this for over 10 years now. Every second counts, so you try not to waste that worrying, write things down, follow the game plan. We're all mic'd up on the field. We're mic'd up to the sideline, mic'd up to the runners. So it's communications from up here to down there, and that has to be very calm, very steady. You know, can't panic. When you see things, you tell them on the sideline, you keep reminding them, you know, have a look at the scoreboard, have a look at the time, that sort of thing, because you got to work together, and you can't waste time worrying. That's what you do after the game.
Your work, of course, is one of the greats of coaches, Sir Gordon Titchens. I mean, is he very demanding?
Oh, absolutely, mate. Like all great coaches, they're very demanding because they know the standards that they need to get to. And it's important for us analysts to try and meet that standard, because if you want to win, that's what you need to do.
It is Hari Narayan. He's the technical analyst for the Samoan team at the World Rugby Sevens Series, which, of course, again, kicks off at the end of this month, this time in Hamilton in New Zealand, with both the men and women's tournaments at that. Now, he was speaking there with Richard Ewart.